bread Rav Nachman Lemechuza. So Rav Huna bread Rav Nachman. He was the one that said it was Osa. He went into Mechuza, came to Mechuza. Omale Rovo L'Rav. So Rav said to Rav, to L'Rav Alikim. So Omale Rav. Rav says the Rav Alikim Shemai. He told his servant there, the one that was Meshamishim, Rav Alikim, Torik Turuk Goli. Lock the door now. I don't want no interruptions. Vashe Sogar Adelos. Lock the door good. Shemisyar Merfuna. I'm afraid of Merfuna. I don't want him to come and ask me questions. The Rehuna is the one that said it was Asa. And Rav was the one that said it was Muta. So now that Rav Huna came into the town, Rav told the Shamash fast, lock the door. Do not answer any doorbell today. No entrance today. I'm not at home. Today I'm not busy. So, the Lainese Inshid in Nitrodi, that nobody's come and bother me today. What happened was, all the Gabay, still Rav Huna, Braid, Rav Nachman came to visit Rav. And the vice place, the servant got nervous and let him in. He didn't think Rav meant that a Goldador shouldn't come in. His lots of men, some people shouldn't come in. So the Goldador, Rav Huna came to the door, the kids of the servant let him in. So Omalei, so he said to Rav, Ki agav namai, why did you pass in such a case like this? Where the guy touched the wine, shlai bekavono, what's going to be the halacha? Rashi says, Shich shech oi v'kechovim b'yena sho Yisrael, shaloi v'kavonis nisuch. L'avarz v'chovim mai. We know for sure he has no kavonis nisuch. So here's some asha for Rashi that when the shich shech, the real issue is when the guy puts his hand and shakes the wine and he asks kavona to menasuch it l'avarz v'chovim. That's his kavona. So here the guy did not have that kavona. We know clearly what he was doing. We know clearly the guy was putting his hand there just to feel it, to see if it was really wine or beer or water, but it was. My Watsalacha. Omala Yasa. So Rava now changed his mind. He didn't want to get into any problems. So he played it safe. And Rava says, yeah, it's Asa. It's Asa. Asa and Afilu Bano. So Rava told the Huna, it's even Asa Bano. Rashi says, Shechaza boy. Mashna was really Chaza. Rava really retracted. So Rav Huna asked him, I have a Marhu Diyama. Shechshech. Ain't I see Yai Nesach. Ah, you before said it has not become Yai Nesach, since we know what the purpose, what he's doing here. He's doing it to test the water, to see if it's water or wine, so therefore you held it was Mutter. So he answered back this, Rava. When did I say it was Mutter Bano in the first case? Only in that, even Mahavamin it was. Before only when this Jew right away took this wine that he shook and poured it back into the big vat. So therefore I said that the rest of the wine is Mutter Bano, but the actual value of this wine that the guy touched, that I never said was Mutter. Like this much wine is worth $5. Now we threw these $5 worth of wine back into the $100 wine in the big vat. So all I meant to say is that you're allowed to sell those $100 worth of wine, but not these $5 worth of wine. Rashi Dimei Duchamra. The Evi B'davla was in the small pitcher. Mi'arminon. Mardina Bey, the Sarah Velach Dom of Liam Melech. For Dimei Shara Yeshe B'chavis Mutter. Mishem Kisufa Kam Hachi. Avliya Kula Shari. Rashi, he only said this because he was embarrassed of Rav Huna. But really before he held that it was Mutter. Before Rav held that since the guy touched it, Shlei B'kavona, he held before it's Mutter Bano. Just now he's embarrassed of Rav Huna, and he himself also retracted, so it was miyashiv what he said. But really, that's not what he meant. The Huchamr, Demei, the Mor says, but Demei, the Huchamr, miyamr, that I never meant to say, the actual $5 value of the wine that the guy touched, that much one I knew was also Bano. Omar Rav, Rav says like this, Ki asoy le Pumpadisa, when I come to Pumpadisa, when this Meister Rashi says, Heve, Mekame Hasdik Loi Rav Huna Mechuza. This story now has happened before the Meister before Rav Huna came to visit him. So before this, so Rav says like this, Omar Rav, Ki Asolo Pumpadisa, I'm going to come to Pumpadisa, Akfa Nachmeni Shmaitita. I know that Rav Nachman has asked me questions. Or he did, but Ki Asdi, right, Omar Rav, Ki Asolo, when I went to Pumpadisa, Akfo Nachmeni, Rav Nachman came and asked me, jumped upon me, Shmaitito, Umasnissen, Gemoras, and Brises he asked upon me. The Asr, that he held in this case where a guy touches the wine, Shlabe Kavon, it's really Asr. What are the halachas? What are the yes? Shmaitita, where's the Gemara that he asked from? Tehu ul, that it was once a case to have it ben Adoi. V'yasa Shmuel, and Shmuel saw such a case, the guy touched the wine, shled the kavono, and Shmuel paskin, it's yain nesach. V'tveri, it happened in Tveria. V'yasa Rav Yechon, Yechon is the moral of the Asa in Tveria. They said it was Asa. The Yam relates, so Rabbi said back to him, there's no proof of these two cases, l'fi shein b'nei Torah. Maybe had to be machmir much more there. There the people were not b'nei Torah, they weren't machmir upon themselves so much, and therefore since they're not b'nei Torah, had to be machmir. And maybe it's only a special chumrah they meant to say in that city, but not in other places. Does Mikra Adin, if a guy touches wine, should lay the kavana, he has no intentions to make yayin nesach, it's mutabano. There's a reason why in these two cities they said it was also, because the people were not b'nei Torah. They were making a lot of isurim, so he's afraid if they'll make this halacha, they'll go further. And even when the guy really touches the wine, they'll also say it's mutta. The Yom Alisa said back to me, Hetferi v'nadoi ainim b'nei Torah. You want to tell me, punt our two cities, our two chashev cities, Tveri Nadoi is not, but the Mechuzah b'nei Torah, but in your hometown where your story happened by you, Mechuzah, there they are b'nei Torah, come on, they were just as much as b'nei Torah in your city as they are by us. So kids, so you're wrong, that you said was mutter before, you should know really, it's us and Mikra Adin. Now, Masni, so where is there a brisa that says Allah about this? The Agadmiyim. Halacha, a brisa about Agadmiyim. Rashi says, Odom ha-mamuna lishmer ha-midas. The mitzvah of a melech. A government job, he has to check out the weights. Shlo yishak rabem. Has any store that sells wine has weights, the government comes down to inspect the weights, make sure you're doing a good job. V'toyim ha-yayin. And they taste the wine also. V'nasa sirsa b'nayim. Agadmiyim gosin. The kid says a professional, a government, tester of the weights. The inspector of the weights. So like this. Da'agadmiyim oivikichovim. She'akodach b'meinekes. He once made a hole in a barrel of wine. B'meinekes. In order to like sip out some wine. Rashi says she'akodach b'meinekes. She'enokeves magufa sachovis. He made a hole. Kodach usually means you drill out a hole in the opening, in the cover of the barrel. B'meinekes, to make like a straw to suck out the wine. V'heles ha'yayin derech ha'meinekes. And he sucked up the wine through the straw like. V'ukona cholul, that's a nice straw, a hollow reed. Ha'moitzi umala yayin ad piv v'toyimoy. He could mamas suck up the wine until his mouth. And he touched the wine to make sure it's not sour. The mamas inspectors come down, you're selling wine now, let's make sure it's not vinegar. You have to make sure it's really wine. The inspector came down, drilled the hole on top of the barrel, put his straw in there, and sucked up the wine, and tasted it. That was the maisa. She'akodah b'menekes. V'hela, he brought up the wine, that's one case. Oy she'toyim in a case. Or else another case is, that he had the wine go into a glass, he did not touch the wine yet. The wine came out into a glass, and he tasted this little bit of wine. And the leftover wine in the glass, he threw this wine back into the chavis. So now that the guy tasted the wine, that's also called a negiyah. Touching it with your mouth, like we said before, there are two ways that a guy could touch the wine that's really also. Either with his hands, he puts his hands in the wine, or else with his mouth. If the wine touches his mouth, then also that wine in his mouth becomes the yayin nesach. Here in both cases, when the wine came up to his mouth, he touched the wine, or else when it was in the glass, he drank from it, so the wine touched his mouth, so there's wine out of the yayin nesach, and the guy poured it back into the bath. So what's the law here? The kids in this case also, we know for sure, the guy did not have intentions to worship Avodah Zarah. He's doing a job now. His job, we know what he's doing. He's tasting the wine to inspect the wine. So again, it's called in the Giyah, Shalai B'Kavono. He does not have intentions to make nisuch. He's only inspecting the wine. So what's the law? Zehoye Maisa V'yasrua. This was the Maisa Nechom there, said it was also. So here again, this is his Braisa that we see, that even though the guy touches the Shloi B'Kavona, still the wine becomes also Bano. So the Chur V'yasrua, the Gemara says, My love Bano, it's a strong Lashon. Doesn't it mean that it's even also Bano? So the Kash and Rav, the Gemara says, Loi, maybe no, B'shtiyah. Maybe Rav could answer you, it's only also B'shtiyah. Rashi says, "My love, Bahano, v'yaf agash lo the kavonis nisach ever." He had no intention to make nisach. Hi, Maga. V'lo yiskaven loyma. V'lo yitachen loyma v'yachziru Yisrael b'chavis. He can't say that the Jew put it back. But if it's yustai, the kama le l'kula chavis. V'shemadu v'yachah. Yeah. So the whole point of Mikitza that it, maybe it's not Kashan Rav, it's only Yosef Bishtiya, but Mutta Bano. For the Mori Hachi, if that's the case, it's Mutta Bishtiya, it's Mutta Bano, listen to Yimocher. Kirtani Sefer, let it say clearly, Yimocher. Like it says in the Sefer of this Brisa. What's the Sefer? It says in the Sefer, Choram. Choram, as she says, is Meshuga, Meshugana. Obal Mariva, it's a guy that gets very hot-headed. Or Mamai Lasso is not the Kavani. He gets angry very fast and he does things without thinking. So you have this Goyisha Chorim. Chorim over the Chavim. Meshugana, a wild Goy. Shehoshit Yodel Lechavis. He put his hand into a barrel. He did not know what's in there. Or Salashem, he brought this oil. He wanted to smear his hands with oil. Then Yensei Shayan, it came out, no, it was wine. So clearly, it's called the Negiyah Shle the Kavana. So how your Maisos is a Maisa? The Yomu, they said clearly, Yimacher. There's a clear here you could sell. So Mashma clearly in the first case, where the Gadumim knew that it's, there's a difference. In the first case, he knew it was wine. So he knew he was touching the wine. Even though it shled the Kabonis Nisuch, there it's also Bahano. Here though that the guy did not even know that it's wine, he did not even know he's touching wine, he thought he's touching oil. Here it's better. Here it's Mutter Bahano. So I call upon him to use the rover to use it, the cash and rover. Here's Mashma clearly that as long as the guy knows that it's wine, if he touches the wine, even though for different purposes, to inspect the wine, to take something out of the wine, still, in my sense, the guy is touching the wine, it remains also bano, tiyuftan rovo. Only in this case, where the guy does not even know he's touching the wine, that remains mutta bano. But that's still the shalom loch of his manager. Some want to say today, that the guy have no shaykhas at all, to avodah zarah, to nisach at least, it also remains like ain kavonas negiyah, and bano would be mutta.
Yeah, we're holding here Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. Yes, we came out so far near the bottom, holding five lines down from the bottom, that Yufta the Rava to Yufta. We shrugged up Rava. That Rava was one that said that a Tinik Ben Yom, if you have a young boy of a guy, when he touches our wine, he does not make a Jai Nesach. Since he has no Kavona and he doesn't know the Avedis Chachokim yet, he does not make a Jai Nesach. And it was just proved by the Maisa of the Gadmiim that even though the guy was an inspector, he came to inspect the wine, and when he touches the wine, he has no Kavona. V'menaseichet, still we say it's also. And it's even also Bahano. Just the last case, the case of Echerim, that was the case of Meshugana, where he put his hands in the wine to see whether it was wine or whether it was Shemen. There we said it's Mutta Bahano. So therefore, Mar says, Tiyufta the Rav, it's Tiyufta. It's a Tiyufta and Rav. Now, Lamaisa, there's a big machlokes Rishonim. The question is today, is our Yain Nesach Mutta Bahano or Rosa Bahano? Because today, the Goyim are not Oivir Avodah Zarah so much, they do not have Daf to be Menaseichet. So some Rishonim learn they have the locha like a tinnik, and therefore since they now have no kavona to be menasechet, the wine is muta b'hano. That's why some Rishonim learn. However, the big place also makes a difference. In the middle of the big place before says the miu hayom rimakshe, because eich nate mago v'kichovim b'hano mitam tinnik ben yoma many zel zem. For loyma shonu matirim betinik isra no haynu mishum shein boy afilu kavonas maga. Places a chiluk. When a kid, a one day old kid, touches the wine, he doesn't even have kavona to touch it. He doesn't even know that he's touching wine. Therefore, we'll make all the same as muta bano. But goyim bezman is there today. They know they're touching wine, because maybe they don't have kavona to be menaseichet, to put the hands in there and move the wine around. And therefore, Tosfos is mistupik, maybe you don't have the heta of a tinnik. L'maisa l'alacha, what's brought down is that Mikra din we hold this man is there, the wine is the loss of Bahano. Even though the goyim are not oisik and nisuch anymore, but the wine still remains loss of Bahano unless it's the hepsin merubah. The case where it's a big loss, let's say your mamash own $100 worth of wine, and you have a guy in the house that came along and touched all the wine, then we'll make all that smuta bahano that you can sell it to another guy. Another question always comes up sometimes when you have some goyim that give you a present. Sometimes it comes that they yomtev, they chag, and they give you a present, they give you wine. They give you wine for a present. That wine is the yayin nesach. The question is, what can you do with the bottle of wine that they gave you? It's the yayin nesach, or it's tam yenim. The mikir adin, tam yenim, any wine that owns by a goy, it's also asa bahano. Only b'mokim hefsin merubah, if it's a big loss, then we could be mekel today to say that since the goyim today do not have das, they're not seh, they're not oivid, in nisuch, that it will be mutter bahano. So that's a pshar usually with the achrayim. Now the Gemara says, yes, that's nun chesam and aleph. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan ben Arzo, Rabbi Yossi bar Nuroi, have a yasvit. They're both sitting together. Two big talmidei chacham were sitting together. Because shosi chamra, they were drinking wine. The also who gavra, a third person came. Omrule, so he said to this person, Tor Ashkinon, come and pour us the wine. You pour for us the wine. And Mistama, they thought he was a Jew. But Labosa the Rami, Lakot Lakosa, after this person poured the wine for them into their cups, Igloi Milsa Dovikachov Neve, and they found out that Oive, this person's a guy. So it comes out now the guy poured wine for them in their cup. And that makes the wine Yain Esach. Even though the guy did not touch the wine, but when a guy pours the wine, that's called Mikoichoi. The wine is coming out from his power, that's also like he touched the wine that came out is Asa. So, Chad Asa, Afilu Bano, Chad Shari, Afilu Mishtiya. It was a machlokes between the two of them. Between Rabbi Yechanan ben Arzo and Rabbi Yossi ben Nuroi. One said this wine now is even Asa Bahano, the guy poured it for us. It's Yai Nesach. And the other one said, no, we're even allowed to drink it. So what's going on here? So it must be like this. I understand both svaras. I can understand both of them. The one that said it's asa, shapur asa, is very good word that it's asa. Well, man di shari, shapur shari. The one that said I'm allowed to drink this wine also said very good. How could that be? He says the svaras are like this. Man di asa, the one that says this wine is asa to drink right now, and it's even asa, bahano, meimar,